Final half hour being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, I went with Ford. Kia Hyundai, best of new inventory, great pre-owned inventory, Sunbury Motors guarantee. They go over every vehicle. Terrific service department, whether it's the incredible job they do at Quick Lane, inspections, routine, difficult, they handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Joined by the head basketball coach of the Nittany Lions, Buffalo chicken dip here tonight. We're going to have to fend for ourselves.
No. I have to go home and cook.
Oh boy.
So
do I.
So we'll be, it should be interesting tonight.
I have two words that are going to fit into my cooking tonight. Take out.
Take out. I like that. That has a ring to it. That has a ring to it.
Just advice between two good friends.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
That's how Rhodes and I roll. Okay. Obviously, tough one yesterday.
Yeah.
Played hard, but still a tough game.
Yeah, not good enough to win a Big Ten game, and, no excuses. Thought we did some things early I liked, but just not enough pace and rhythm to the game. We didn't create enough pace and rhythm to the game, and just too choppy. It was real choppy. And then I just we go in the half, it's tied. We're tied and we haven't played well, let's go. And then no momentum coming out of the locker room, and I have to make sure we're ready to go. And then we're playing, on our heels, and we're playing catch up. We great effort, great last, 6.5 minutes of right there. But then, moments in that 6-minute game, as we like to call it, not solid on defense, some foul in the backcourt, missed assignments, going under a screen on a shooter, things like that. When you watch the tape last night, and you watch it again today, you're hoping when you wake up and you watch the game again, the result changes, but it doesn't. Right. Got to make free throws late in the game. And we've been doing that at a high clip all year. Just didn't do it in a game we needed it, and cost us.
I mean, just so everybody knows, last 4 minutes of close games this season, I've got, at least on mine, I've got Penn State at 84% in free throws. So that's how baffling that was yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of times that's A shooting them, but there are other guys who are shooting them. But we shot below our average. If we shot our average, it's a whole different ball game. Right. And, we had the ball as a one possession game a couple times, but we also shot ourselves in the foot with some mental mistakes that you can't do that in Big Ten. As you know, for many years, all Big Ten games seem like they come down in the last few minutes, and it's one, two possession games. And I pride myself on being a team that you win those games no matter what side of it you are. We didn't do well enough yesterday. Now, they made big shots. They haven't been shooting it well the last two games.
That's
right. They shot it a lot better. Without Renew, they really spread you out. It was, a little different of a setup, but, we knew that they would play four shooters around the big guy, and not good enough to win a Big Ten game.
I know I did ask this question a couple of weeks ago, but I'll re-ask it because your team is 22 of its last 102 in the last five games from three. Are you getting the quality of shot? Because you look at the video, you getting the quality of shot? The shooters.
As a staff, we looked at them all today, and that's one thing we said is like that's a really good shot. That's the right guy shooting that.
Yep, exactly.
I think we got to get a couple more inside outside ones, but we make two more threes yesterday. It's a different game, and we had some wide open ones, and I thought we rushed too early in the game, but that's get yourself in the flow of the game. But I thought throughout the game we got some good ones. We didn't make them, and the right guys were shooting them. We gotta stick to our plan because our offense, when that ball's humming and moving, we're getting open shots and we're getting downhill and we're getting Yannick opportunities at the rim. We gotta continue to keep playing the right way, no matter what.
Were you getting enough paint touches in yesterday's game?
Yeah, I don't think enough, but with our number and what we want, you want to be well over 40. We're in the 50s, but I didn't think we had quality ones. We had some in there where we lost the ball or took a really bad shot or over dribbled, and paint touch is also throwing it into the post up or hit a cutter, and a couple different ways. I thought sometimes we just went in there with our head down and not playing off of 2 feet. And we had some penetrating turnovers, as I call them. You can never have them. You got to get a shot every time. When you have penetration, that means you got to get a shot out of it.
I thought one of the key moments, and I'm not commenting on the call, but when Ace got his...
Oh, you could comment on the call. I don't mind.
Okay. I know you don't mind. Okay. The family's finances may mind.
right.
But with 8 minutes to go in the first half, Ace picked up his second foul.
Yeah, it was a bogus call. Right. That guy bumped him and held his inside arm.
We thought the foul was on the other side.
Which was his left arm.
Yes.
And when Ace was driving to the right, Ace was pulling his hand away to get downhill.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't call the first one. He called the second one. And you don't make that call on the other team's best player when you might have missed the first one.
Right.
That's a no call. Right. Let him play through, and that was a pivotal call that really messed up our momentum. But we got to adjust, and no excuses. You still got to find a way.
I understand, but Ace sat the rest of the half, except for the final sequence. See, that's my point.
Yeah,
about the
I just didn't
call.
Like how the game was being called.
Right, exactly, and that's what we thought.
We've been playing Ace with two fouls throughout his career, but I didn't like how – I thought one official was calling lots of stuff away from the basket.
Yes.
That call was very unfortunate. And the other one, I just didn't feel confident in the consistency of what was being called. So I was like, and we got to have this guy ready to go in the second half with two fouls instead of three.
And that's exactly what Dick and I thought, that was the thought process. Because we felt the same way. Like, okay, can you
afford
to get a third?
Yeah, it cost us because 6:23, we went 6 minutes and 23 seconds without a basket.
That's right.
And we didn't draw any fouls. That hurt us.
You did have to play Javon Carter
and
Miles Goodman yesterday. When you did, and I think the question I asked you in the post game was, "Hey, look, suddenly your future became your present." How well did those two kids do?
Everyone didn't think I'd throw the Miles in the fire. We're going to throw him in the fire. We're going to continue to do it throughout the year. That's how you improve. I thought Miles, both games, put him in really tough spots and a tough situation and playing against some older guys, some men, and I thought he battled really well. He played within himself. I thought he had a great backdoor pass to Ace the one time, a great finish, and really tried to battle in the post. He didn't have the weight room at all, and that you can tell the difference there, where if he'd been lifting since June, I think he'd be 15 pounds, 20 pounds stronger, but that's what he needs to do this offseason. But I thought he gave us good minutes. I thought Javon gave us good minutes. We just, he was been shooting the ball really well. So when he pulled up and shot that three, I thought it was going down. And
me too.
Both of those guys, they got to continue to take advantage. And honestly, Dom Stewart is doing very well. I love his work ethic and approach right now. And, we're going to have to get him in at times too. And, when some guys, are – down, that's where you expect guys to step up, and those guys so far have stepped up. But I love how coachable they've been, and they're eager to please, and they're eager to get in, and that's what you want.
I was about to ask about Don because I know you think the world of him as a person and as a player.
Yeah, he's behind sort of the Steve. He's behind the heavy rotation at the wing.
There's a line. Yeah.
But with going through the year, and right now we're not shooting the ball well, and he's one of our better shooters. It's definitely something that we are discussing as a staff, and tell him be ready to go. You don't know when you get your chance, but take advantage of it.
Mike, how tough has this been on Kachi and just pure development, because he's been sick a couple of times this
year? He's been down a couple of times, and if you don't get consistent work and consistent approach, and then you can't practice, or you can't be here to see everything and listen to everything. You take a step back, and our job number one is his wellness is more important to me than anything. And if the kid's not healthy, we got to get him healthy. So he's feeling a lot better. He practiced today, so hopefully we'll see how he feels tomorrow when he wakes up. But poor guy just got hit with a couple of different bugs since we've been here, it just zaps him. Zapped him from when he got mono to right now, a little bit pneumonia, it just zaps you. And he's a guy that's got to play with great energy. And one thing, he's such a great mover. But when you're not conditioned because your body took a hit, it takes a toll on you.
You had to grind one out in here last Thursday against Northwestern. there are a variety of ways to play to win, and you found a way to win that game. What does that tell you about your team, that there can be a different way to play and still get the result?
Well, I mean, it was a great example of our guys. Here's what's going to take today. These guys can't guard us consistently. You got to drive them, and they're going to put us on the line. And we took full advantage of it.
Right.
And I thought our guys, you know, created obvious fouls that got us in a bonus early and got downhill. And then I thought our defense was a cumulative effect where they're a team that doesn't turn it over. We got them to turn it over 14 or 16 times.
I think 16 times.
Yep. But I thought late in the game, a lot of those guys, even though they're really good players, got worn down and they were slow getting in their offense. And even yesterday, there was a level of cumulative effect where we had a 10-second call just by pressure, not even, you know, we got to play that way on defense all the time, but we got to be sounder when we get to quarter court defense and do what we do. Not, you know, we'll respect our opponent and our scouting report, but it's still about our standards and our rules on defense. I just thought the Northwestern game, we just did a really good job throughout that whole game of adjusting and understanding this is how we're going to win today. And that was a great learning curve for us. Didn't apply it enough yesterday against Indiana, and they got going. But, you know, you got to learn from that as well.
You work so hard on the defensive part in practice. Angles are also really important as to how you play it. How precise are your guys with angles, and every once in a while do they get a little sloppy with it because they think they're in the right spot and you know they're not?
And you know, Steve, the other, we also have, you know, there's a cumulative effect on the way we play on ourselves. And
that's right.
I call it game slippage where, you know, you're closing out on this guy, but you have your wrong foot up and he goes middle, or you know, and in ball screen coverage, if you're helping in the lane and you're not, you don't have 2 feet in the lane, you have one. Mm. Oh, that doesn't sound like a big deal, coach. It really is because you're late for one thing and then you're late for the next thing. And we talked about perfect help position, you know, your angle on the court, wherever the ball goes. Well, if you're one or two or three steps out of position, you're not ready, completely ready for the next thing. And makes your closeouts longer, makes your rotations longer, makes your help on the ball longer, and that's where teams get edges and space. So that stuff is just teaching all the time and always clarifying so there's no gray.
Right.
It's black and white. This is what we do. So it doesn't happen overnight, and some days are better than others, but our job as a coaching staff is to continue to give these guys as much knowledge so in live action they see it and they feel it, and then it just becomes, you know, habit.
Because I've seen you teach certain angles, and they're like, well, I'm in the right spot. And I don't blame them for saying that, right? I'm in the right spot.
They think they're in the right spot,
And then you'll show them, like, well, and then you'll spin by them, and they'll go, I wasn't in the right spot.
Yeah,
there's so much geometry to this.
Yes, and angles and leverage and where you're at on the court guarding a certain type of player. You know, if it's in the middle of the court and you're guarding somebody, you might have to take a full step back. But if it's on the side, that same guy, you might be able to get up into him more and push him more to the sideline. Like, all that stuff matters. And when you're in the heat of the game, you don't always see it or think it. Yeah. But that's where you train so hard so you can fall to the level of your training.
Mm-hmm.
We like to say that's Navy SEAL line. You don't rise to the occasion. You sink to the level of your training.
Right.
If we train so hard and we coach them so hard and we hold them to a high standard, we get to a point and where we got to get to in our culture of our program. Hey, guys, this is just what we do, and we're getting there. Again, they're just, we want it right now, but it doesn't happen overnight.
Illinois is coming off a West Coast swing where they had a big win at Oregon. Then they had to fight their guts out and finally won at Washington. What's your quick thought on them and the talent Brad has?
Yeah, super talented. You know, Coach does a great job in the way they play. They're just super tough, and they got some really quality players. And he went out and got some guys that can really score the ball and make plays off the dribble. And they got a big Lithuanian kid that can really pass and shoot for 7-1. So, I mean, they got great pieces. They're one of the best teams in the Big Ten. You know, it's a great game for us, even though, you know, we're disappointed in the loss we have. Like, we have to go on the road now and play one of the best teams in the country, one of the best teams in the Big Ten. And you know, let's go. Let's mm-hmm. figure it out. And, you know, we have to compete for the full 40. We got to really take care of the ball and get a shot every time down. That's the key. And then got to get back to playing our defense that we're capable of playing.
The part about getting a shot every time down, I know an area you've been disappointed is there's been, for you, too many turnovers. No, turnovers are empty possessions.
Yeah, unforced turnovers where 50-50 passes, thrown it to the other team, and, you know what are you doing, passes, as I call them. What are you doing? Right. And, too many of those. And too many of those late in the game. I thought I just, driving in there and being off balance and falling down. Mm. You got to be so mentally tough to say, no matter what, we're getting a shot. Mm. Even if it's late in the shot clock, we're going to get a shot. We're not giving them the ball without us taking a shot. It's got to be our mentality. And at times this year we've done that, but, man, when they become a grind, you got to get a shot every time down.
How much do you love coaching the last 6 minutes when it's really tight?
I love it. I really do, and my wife thinks I'm crazy, but I love I love close games. I've always did as a player. It's fun. You find out a lot about you, your teammates, and the people you play against, and I just always felt that way when I was a young assistant at Randolph Macon. I would watch all the games that were under 5 points. I would get videotapes, go back years at Randolph Macon, and oh, this was 62-59. Oh, this had to be great at the end. And I just, one whole summer, every tape I could find that was under 5 points, I watched the last 6 minutes of the game, 5 minutes of the game. And just not that we're robots at the end of the game, because I still think players make plays and players win close games. But just a simple execution, for me, it's making sure things are simple and players' instincts take over late in games, but they have a clear understanding of what you want to accomplish when the games are close.
When you looked at those videos way back when as an assistant coach at Randolph-Macon, what struck you that still sticks with you today, even at a young age as a coach, that you're saying, you know what, that stuck with me the entire time, maybe just one thing?
People or kids, players, teams trying to do something late in the game, you can tell they didn't practice or it looked uncommon. Now, there's sometimes a coach draws something up and you got to wing it. Like,
it happens.
It happens. But, for me, it's like we want to play late in the game like we play.
Yeah.
Because then there's confidence, there's understanding. The simplistic execution part of it is, hey, we've done this a bunch of different times. If we run this, here's option 1, 2, and 3. If we're going to play this defense late in the game, this is why, and this is how we do it. So there's no second guessing. Your instincts take over. That was probably what I learned the most. And I was, as a player, I was the one with the ball in my hands to make the decision.
Right.
So I learned a lot there. Coach Flannery was really tough on me with time and score. Two possession game, three possession game. Hey, it's two here. We make it three. Game's over.
Right.
Solid on defense. Not gambling, because I used to try to go for a steal all the time. No, late in the game, you keep it simple and make them tough shots to go rebound. They foul you. Just things like that all the time. We try. Now it helps when you have a guy like Ace,
right?
Because he takes care of a lot of that. But he learned that when he was a freshman with me as well, and I enjoy that part of it a lot.
I mean, there are times, for example, you're up three. You get the ball, you get an opportunity. I can make it five. No, maybe the better place to pull it out and draw some clock and then go to the free throw line.
Yeah.
These are all things that you practice. Yep. Like, you're big situational practice.
Yeah, now. So, if we're up two or three and we have a layup, you take the layup. You always go for the points.
Right, right.
But if, you challenge a guy when it's a 1-2 possession game and you don't make it, they get a chance to tie it, just like Nick did for that breakaway in the 7-footer Northwestern.
That's right.
I said, I totally understand why you went. You wanted to go get a dunk and put the game away.
Right.
But there was a challenge to it. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think? If you would have ran around for 10 seconds, he goes, I would have went to the free throw and shot two. Exactly.
Right.
And we've been shooting all day long. Those are the lessons you learn. Every game, win or lose, late in the game, you learn something about your team that you can apply to win the next close game. That's always been my thing.
See, in that situation, because it was Nicholson, who's a fine player. There's nothing wrong with Nicholson. I'm sure Nick thought he could beat the guy.
Yeah.
If not, not just beat him, but he'll foul me.
Yes, but He didn't.
He didn't.
So there, you know, if so, you that's where you pull it out and you say, I know I'm guaranteed two shots because they have to stop the clock and foul me. That's a guarantee.
Right.
Two shots without this, and now we can make it a three possession game from the free throw. They're called free throws, free for a reason. You know what I mean? So
that's what Joe Crispin, when Joe Crispin played here, he says, Steve, I love free throws. They're free points.
Free points. Free points. And my junior and senior year, you know, there's no 5 second rule.
Right.
So I dribbled around at the end of the game and never passed it. I just dribbled until they fouled me. Yeah. And freebies.
Well, hopefully you get some freebies tonight at Illinois. It's 9 o'clock tonight. 8:30 will be the airtime, Nittany Lions and Illinois. Mike, thanks so much. Appreciate the time. And this half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com as we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.